From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Charlotte Meadows won the Republican runoff in Alabama House District 74. She will now move on to face Democrat Rayford Mack on November 12th. The race for mayor of Montgomery is headed to a runoff between Stephen Reed and David Woods. With everything but the provisional ballots counted, Reed has 42% of the vote to Woods' 24%. The runoff is October 8th. For more election results, go to alabamanews.net. And a trial date has been set for the Montgomery police officer charged with shooting and killing an unarmed black man. Officer Aaron Smith is accused of killing Greg Gunn in his Mobile Heights neighborhood in February of 2016. His trial date has been set for November 18th at the Dale County Courthouse in Ozark. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Who needs a one-stop truck repair? Most likely you do. We can fix anything that's got an engine. You got a minute, I'll just mention 18-wheelers, boats and cars, tractors, combines. We got your tires. We can tune your diesel, change your oil, do your brakes, replace your coil. Your AC's broke, you're getting hot, we'll fix that too. Anything you got. We wash rigs, RVs, graders, make them shine like ripe tomatoes. We do inspections for DOT, diagnostic checks from A to Z. Say you're broke down, hauling a load. We'll come to you beside the road 24-7, anywhere surrounding Montgomery, Elmore, and Autauga County. No job's too big, no job's too small. If it's broke, you know who to call. A one-stop truck repair, 334-647-1301. 3996 Birmingham Highway, Montgomery. One call, we do it all. 334-647-1301.
Check us out at truckrepair911.com. Do you like tough trucks and big bucks? Then come to Wind Creek Wetumpka for Gladiators and Greenbacks. Because we're giving away a 2020 Jeep Gladiator and $25,000 free play. You can start earning your entries to win now. Then come in on Saturday, August 31st for the chance to win a 2020 Jeep Gladiator. Then on Sunday, September 1st, you could win a share of $25,000 free play. It's Gladiators and Greenbacks, only at Wind Creek Wetumpka.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
All right, scratch that. I thought I had music.
Welcome in. That's what the future of Montgomery's like, people.
Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. 272-9228.
That music came in late. I can't help it. Not my fault.
Not your fault.
All I can do is hit the buttons. I can't make stuff work. I'm not a computer technician.
The difficult we do it, maybe.
I know.
The impossible takes about 15 minutes.
Sometimes you just push a button and things work. Sometimes you push a button and things go,
I know cooperate right now. I don't want cooperation.
Guys, we had a big day in the capital city yesterday. We'll cover all of the news. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you. Jack Campbell on his way in. He'll be in just a few minutos.
A few shakes of a lamb's tail.
He'll be here. But your calls are welcome, man. The bathinnovations.com guest hotline wide open today. I'm very, very curious to hear from the folks. Some days I'm eager to hear callers. Some days I'm very eager to hear callers. And as a result, I'll take calls early today because what happened last night was interesting. And I'm not even talking about the results. I'm talking about the 90-minute lag from the time polls closed. I'm talking about the fact that at polling locations, tapes were not put on the window. I got news for old David Woods.
Yeah.
Buddy, they're going to steal this from you if you don't have a lawyer at every single precinct from 6:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m.
Yeah.
You better hire lawyers for 14, 15, 16 hours a day at every precinct in the city of Montgomery, because the guy counting the votes is one of the candidates.
Uh-huh.
And they're going to steal this thing from you. Last night was a debacle. It was an embarrassment. I'm not talking about the outcome. David Woods, congratulations, ran a fine race. Got into second place. Yeah. Held Stephen Reed under 50. There'll be a runoff. Stephen Reed and David Woods. David's a fine candidate, probably my second choice after J.C. Love yesterday. Yeah. J.C. Love performed valiantly. Came in fourth place out of 12 candidates. Picked up 10% of the vote. And I thought he would have been the best mayor. But now there's only two left, and I think the best mayor at this point would be David Woods, period, end of story, for lots of reasons. One of the reasons is what happened last night was a crying shame. It looked like North Korea and Iran and Russia and Cuba and Venezuela having an election all at the same time in Montgomery County. I cannot remember an election. I've been involved in triple-digit elections in this state,
yeah.
All the little municipal elections and tax referenda and...
Yeah,
runoffs,
a lot of stuff.
And state representatives and governor. I've lots of races in this state. I have never in my life seen an entire county not produce a single vote within 90 minutes. It just hadn't happened. It hadn't happened. And I don't know what was happening last night. I know the Secretary of State was quoted in the paper today as having staff in there on the ground last night. Curious to see if they saw any irregularities. It looked to me like Stephen Reed was... I mean, I'm telling you, when it's dark, the mind goes to crazy places. That's why you're scared when they turn the lights off and you're 5 years old. Because when it gets dark, your mind goes to crazy places. And by darkness, I mean a lack of information, a lack of communication, a lack of talking.
Yeah.
And at 8:30 last night, polls closed at 7. Usually by 7:30, 7:45, you see things trickling in.
Right.
There are precincts that are right next to where they count votes. Run the tape, put it on the window, take it over to the election center and report it to the media, and the media puts it up. It takes, seriously, like 20 or 30 minutes.
Yeah, it should not take long.
A municipal election I was involved in Auburn was called at 7:45. Every vote had been counted. Every vote had been returned to the election center, all tape put on all windows, and the entire election was called at 7:45.
Right.
It's 45 minutes after the vote, and it was close. It was an 8-point race.
Yeah.
Every single vote was counted by 7:45. Even the absentee ballots would have been counted by 7:45.
Yeah.
No excuse for 8:30 in a capital city with all the technology and resources we have here to not have any votes up to 8:30. It looked to me like Stephen Reed put 19,000 votes on the board and said, I want to see if this is enough. We're going to hold out some votes and do a little counting behind the scenes and see if we need to manufacture some votes. I really think he thought 19,000 was the win number.
Yeah.
And that's how many votes they had. I'm telling you, David Woods, if you don't have somebody at every precinct, a lot of those precincts are going to be starting with 367 votes at 7 a.m.
Yeah.
Another one across the way will be starting at 285 at 7 a.m. They'll all be 100% Stephen Reed votes. Promise you. You better be there when the tape is cut on those boxes. Every single box, every single location, every single place. You need to examine the boxes and make sure they don't have ballots sitting inside of them. That happens. I've had that happen. I've been to elections. I've monitored boxes myself for elections where you open the box and cut the tape and there are ballots sitting inside the box. Oh, these are left over from a test election. Uh-huh. Yeah, we ran some tests just to make sure. Uh-huh. Get them out. Reset it to zero. Get them out. Every box needs to start at zero. There doesn't need to be a single piece of paper inside those boxes. What happened last night was, if it wasn't crooked, it sure looked crooked. And
yeah.
Everybody in the city of Montgomery, regardless of outcome, if Stephen Reed's duly elected, great. We got a new mayor. And everybody needs to be congratulatory to Stephen, give him support, hope he succeeds. Hope Montgomery does well. Particularly if you live in Millbrook or Prattville or Pike Road or Wetumpka. But no matter what happens, everybody should stand and say, that was a great election, well-run, fair election. Nobody should be sitting around at 8:30 on October 8th, whenever the runoff is. Nobody should be sitting around at 8:30 going, why haven't they put any results up yet? Why haven't any ballots been counted yet? And I got one more thing. I don't know how good this audio is. But one of the two participants in this runoff is white.
Uh-huh.
And last night, Daryl Clark, the head of the Montgomery Election Center, basically announced we're going to have a black mayor.
Yeah.
On the news. On WSFA. There were two white candidates out of 12 last night. Shannon Ferrari and David Woods. David Woods was the only serious candidate. Shannon Woods had more yard signs than votes. She had at least 1,000 yard signs. She had 277 votes. But David Woods was a serious candidate. He spent a bunch of money. He was on TV. Everyone knew he was going to do well. There was a high likelihood he was going to end up in the runoff. I don't think many people doubted that. I think most people either were voting David Woods won or he was their backup. Like me.
Right.
It came down to me, to David Woods or J.C. Love. And I had to weigh the two. And the deciding factor for me was, who did I think had the best chance to beat Stephen Reed? And I thought J.C. Love did, so that's who I supported. But I think they're both good candidates. Quality people, quality men, good family men, great wives, great families. Good businessman, smart. And I don't know how good this audio is because of the way I recorded it. If it's not very good, I'll try to find it again online. But I'm going to try to play it in a very double hearsay type format and see if it comes through here.
Director of Elections for Montgomery, you told us yesterday that this is one of the most important and largest elections in Montgomery in our lifetime. Why do you say that?
Because it represents a change in Montgomery. The population shift has caused a majority change in the population in the city of Montgomery. And this is one of the first times they've had a chance to vote for mayor. And so that's going to spark a change. And so the 21st century is here now, and it's going to be represented in this election.
That was Daryl Clark, the head of the elections division, before the votes had been counted, before the votes had even started being counted, I think before the polls had closed, announcing we're going to have a black mayor in the city of Montgomery.
Uh-huh.
His boss, Stephen Reed, who's one of the two finalists now, is the only black man on the ballot. Do you have confidence in this man counting votes? Does anybody in Montgomery have confidence Daryl Clark's going to run a free and fair election? That Stephen Reed and David Woods have an equal opportunity to win this race based on... is there one person in Montgomery that believes this right now? And there's not a single person who can listen to what I just played and parse that any other way than this guy's got his thumb on the scale. We got a different majority in this city. What does that mean, a different majority? Oh, you have black people who are a majority now. Uh-huh, uh-huh. And they, meaning black people, this is the first time they will have had a chance to vote for mayor. Uh-huh. And it's a big change, and we're going to have a sea change. And the 21st century is here.
Oh.
I'll play it again. If anyone doesn't believe that's what he just said, I'll play it again. Because what he just said was, blacks are now a majority, and we're about to have a black mayor, and suck it, white people. Suck it. You guys can get over it. That's what he just said on television. And Bethany Wales, God love her. She's a great reporter. She's done a good job here. I have no problem at all with her. But why in the hell did she not look at him and say, wait a minute, Daryl Clark, chief elections division, are you predicting the winner? Is it your job to be a neutral third-party observer to call balls and strikes and make sure everybody has a free and fair election? I'll play it again. If there's one person in this audience... 272-9228 is the number. If there's one person in this audience who believes the chief elections officer in this county did not just say Stephen Reed is going to win this, no matter what, I guarantee it, get over it. Call me and tell me how I'm hearing this wrong.
Director of Elections for Montgomery, you told us yesterday that this is one of the most important and largest elections in Montgomery in our lifetime. Why do you say that?
Because it represents a change in Montgomery. The population shift has caused a majority change in the population in the city of Montgomery. And this is one of the first times they've had a chance to vote for mayor. So that's going to spark a change. So the 21st century is here now, and it's going to be represented in this election.
It's going to spark a change. The 21st century is here now, and that's going to be represented in this election. In other words, you know the guy who hired me to count these votes? He going to win. Wink, wink.
You think?
There's not one single person who can listen to that and say, boy, this is about to be a great fair election. It was after I saw that, and it sparked my interest. I actually clipped that out and sent it to somebody else on another campaign. And I said, y'all think you're about to get screwed or not? Because he just said a black man's going to win mayor. Do you think David Woods can win? And all I got back was, boy, that's concerning. Yeah, it is concerning. It's beyond concerning. It's more than concerning. I think it borders on criminal. I think it borders on civil rights violations. I think it borders on a federal judge should review that audio and remove that man from office or make sure the feds come in and count the votes and control the elections. I don't think the city of Montgomery or Montgomery County needs to have anything to do with this election. I think if I'm David Woods, I'm filing something in federal court tomorrow asking the feds to oversee this election. Mm-hmm. And I'm putting a transcript of that. Of that in the filing. The chief elections division head has said a black man will win this race. And there's only two candidates that could win this race. You can't write in on a mayor's race in a runoff.
Right.
You have to vote A or B. Or stay home.
There were so many people that it's interesting that I talked to that were like, so what happens? Like, do they take the top four? You know, I was like, no, it's the top two. They're like, oh, I didn't realize that.
What's your name?
Which is just kind of funny because, I mean, I guess not everybody knows the rules or whatever, but just, you know.
I mean, it's just, if I'm the David Woods campaign, I'm in federal court today, this afternoon, yeah, with a transcript of that right there and say, this is Daryl Clark, who's supposed to be counting the votes and making sure this election's fair, promising we're going to get a black mayor. That, coupled with the fact that his boss is on the ballot, and he's the one who hired him, we need federal oversight in this election. The city of Montgomery, Montgomery County, have nothing to do with this election. We need the FBI in here. We need the Attorney General's office. We need some civil rights division somewhere. Somebody needs to be in here counting votes. Hell, Russia. Send Russia. Send Turkey.
Russia.
I mean, if it's going to be a North Korean election, at least let Kim Jong-un visit Montgomery. He can go see the hanging museum over there, the slave museum. Let him come over here. If we're going to run an election North Korean style and we know the outcome before it starts, let's have him over here. We'll be back.
Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
On your TV, a dance show. Your wife is blissing out, but you, not so much. How are you going to get through this? You look down. The answer is in your hand. Your phone. sports, box scores, highlights, everything you love in one perfect bundle from WOW. Super fast internet, tons of TV channels, all for just $64.99 per month. Go to wowway.com and get yours today.
WOW.
Offer for new customers invalid for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Auto pay and paperless billing, equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Why isn't a burger cheaper when you ask for no onions? I don't want them. So shouldn't you deduct the price of the onions? Right? Otherwise, I'm paying for the onions, but I'm not receiving any onions.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Lowe's helps pros like you do the job right by having more of what you need in stock, and it's savings you can count on every day. Like Valspar 2000 Paint Plus Primer starting at just $19.98 a gallon. And whether you're updating properties or building new homes, get up to 40% off select appliance special values with four-piece kitchen suites as low as $1,160. For your next job and every job after, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Appliance offer valid through September 11th. U.S. only.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
Dirty work out there. Somebody's got to do it. I'm being told that I got the name wrong. It's not Daryl Clark. It's Daryl Parker. Daryl Parker. He is a county employee working for the McWayne County Elections Division. I want to know what the county commission thinks about this.
I believe is on the MCDC steering committee, too.
Oh, great.
Was at the meeting where they decided to endorse Steven.
Wow, good. Good.
Because, you know, he's going to go against his boss, right?
Well, he's going to do the dirty work. We're a fool to do their dirty work. We're going to sit here as Montgomery County citizens and let them steal this election. We've got a chief elections division head, Daryl Parker, who has declared the winner before the vote has even taken place. This is a sea change election. We've got a new majority in Montgomery. Blacks are now the majority. We're going to have a black mayor. Suck it, white people. Suck it. Get over it. Get over it. You guys just sit back. You had your turn. It's our turn now. Get over it. That's what Daryl Parker said last night. That's what he said. How can the county commission meet and allow this office to run this election? How can the governor let this office run this election? How can the secretary of state let this office run the election? Why is there not a federal court filing already at 25 minutes after 9 o'clock demanding Daryl Parker be removed from his position or not allowed to participate in any capacity to have the feds come in or the state come in and run this election? Isn't there a provision the secretary of state can run elections or at least severely oversee elections?
I think so.
Okay, isn't that statement enough? Did you hear the statement?
Yeah, I was listening.
Is that statement not enough when they tell you up front Stephen Reed's going to win? Is that statement not enough to have the state come in and do the election?
Well, I can tell you the federal government will not come in.
Well, but why won't John Merrill? I understand that'll make it hyper-partisan. He doesn't have to announce he's doing it, but he can come in on the day of and run the election.
Let me tell you how they steal elections. What happens is you have poll watchers, okay? When the election is over and the offices close and they're not accepting any more ballots, they run the poll watchers out of the precinct, mm-hmm. and they look on the list of the people at that precinct who have not voted, and they start voting them and counting them. I would like to see if any votes were counted.
Is that why it took an hour and a half to get the numbers?
It could very well have, and I know at Alabama State University, because I have been there, it is the most corrupt precinct that I have ever seen in my life. Now, this was many years ago, but I can't help but think with the folks who are in charge that it hasn't changed. I mean, I'm sorry, but that's what they do. They will see who is not voted, and then they vote them. I would like, on those ballot machines that you feed the ballots in,
yeah.
do they time stamp those?
No.
In other words...
Can you tell what time they're fed through?
Yeah.
Not on the tape that comes out. I don't know if there's some program they can run after
the fact.
Because
that's how
they
steal elections. They wait till there's nobody there but their people in the polling places, and the poll watchers have been dismissed, and they're counting the ballots.
But the poll watchers are supposed to be there until the boxes are taped back up and put on the
Those
truck.
Poll watchers get intimidated, let
yeah.
me assure you.
They say, get out, you got to go now.
Yeah, I'm sorry,
now.
You got to go now, but you don't have to go.
You don't have to go, but
you
they tell you.
You do not have to go.
Until they're taped up and on the way to the election
and
center.
And if David Woods does not put poll watchers in every single precinct.
And people who know what they're doing.
Because when the probate judge who counts the ballots is the candidate, you damn well better have poll watchers there. And that's how they steal elections.
Let's take some phone calls. I want to hear from folks on the BathInnovations.com guest hotline, 272-9228. But first, I want to tell you about my friend at Penny Earn Concrete Technologies, Tom Latham. He's a great, great human being. We're talking about crookedness and behind-the-scenes dirty work over here. But Tom Latham's a straight-up guy. He's a straight-up guy. This guy does the business the right way. He understands concrete. He understands your needs. He understands whether you need a patio or a walkway or a driveway or a parking lot or a foundation for a building or a business or a house. He understands all that. He can clear the lot off. He can build you an outdoor vacation destination, throw the big green egg over there, maybe the gas grill, put some burners out there for you, a cooler, some ice maker. You know they have pellet ice makers? Pellet ice, like Sonic pellet ice? You can get a pellet ice maker. Outback. You can have your cocktails out there, grill some hamburgers. Tom Latham can make that dream a reality. Tom Latham, Penny Earn Concrete Technologies. Get in touch with him today, 284-9292, 284-9292. Check him out online, pennyearn.co, or find him on Facebook. Jack Campbell, Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman. Joel.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well, Joel.
Okay, I got two questions because, you know, I listened to y'all's show for years, a couple of years now. But y'all was trying to say about the election and a person that in charge of the election don't need to be in there during the election. I think that's true, but I think this show is kind of doing a double standard because I was listening to the show a couple of days when the Georgia election and when Stacey Avery and had her election, and that came up. And then y'all was agreeing that the Secretary of State should stay in there. And was there nothing wrong with that. But now when it comes down to this, it's the same way. It's just this is the local and that's the state. But now y'all said that he should not even be in there and all that stuff. I think it shouldn't even, but if y'all want to fuss about that, y'all should have fussed about the Georgia election.
Okay, we don't have a local talk radio show in Georgia, so that's step one. This is a Montgomery election that involves Montgomery County. We are
y'all
situated.
Y'all have your opinion though on the show.
What was my opinion on the Georgia election?
Well, the Secretary of State was a candidate in
right?
that election.
Uh-huh. And.
And I don't remember what.
I don't have a problem, Joel. Joel, slow down. I don't have a problem. With the probate judge counting votes. I have a problem with Daryl Parker, the head of the vote counting operation, declaring the winner before the polls have closed. Do you have a problem with that? He said,
yes.
We're going to have
yes,
a black...
I have a problem with
okay,
that.
Then, then
okay,
then everybody then should be in unison that he should... Should he step aside?
Yeah, he should step aside. But
I agree. Thank you. We all agree then. There's nothing to argue about. Claire.
Good morning.
Morning.
Do you have to be in the county where the election's held to be a poll watcher?
No, you just have to be designated by the designated. You have to be an Alabama resident designated by the
candidate.
Campaign. Yep. You have to get a letter from the campaign. You take the letter from the campaign. You sign in. They swear you in. You can show up, I think, an hour before or whatever. So you can show up at 6 a.m. and you take your letter. You find the chief inspector for that precinct, and they swear you in, you fill out a form, they look at your ID, they make sure you're an Alabama resident, and you're off to the races, my friend.
I'd probably be a registered voter.
No, don't have to be a registered voter.
No, you don't.
Have to have an Alabama
okay.
ID.
Well, I was just wondering, you know, don't expect any help from John Merrill. He endorsed Reed.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't endorse anybody.
Okay, but this is a talk show.
I can't imagine that.
Yeah, John Merrill would not have endorsed Stephen Reed.
He did. I don't know if he was actually endorsing, but he did mention Stephen Reed, and he did show his support. So I don't know what you want to call it, but he did.
How did he show his support? Did he say something verbally about it?
It was on the news or something. And
who showed support? I'm arguing with a caller off air who wants to talk to me off air. It drives me absolutely batty. What are you talking about?
John Merrill endorsed Stephen Reeves.
I don't believe that. Thanks for your call. 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. I mean, John Merrill may have said Stephen Reeves can do a good job. Or
yeah,
Stephen Reeves can be fair.
Can handle it or, yeah, yeah, I mean, that he doesn't need to recuse.
But he didn't say go vote for Stephen Reeves. I just don't believe it.
Well, I don't think he said I support Stephen Reeves.
No.
Not, I mean, he might say.
There's not a world in which that would happen, Jack.
No.
You know, Merrill's too cagey for that.
You're dang right.
Merrill may have said he can do a good job as probate judge. And
or he could, yeah, he can handle it.
He can, like, yeah, but he didn't endorse him. We'll be back.
No way!
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue at the Boston Airport.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
This is Tracy Kelly with ASE Credit Union, and we like to advertise with Blue Water Broadcasting because of the flexibility of packages they offer and broad demographic reach of their stations.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Hi, everybody. We've got a frontal system moving through the state that's going to deliver some nicer air, so the risk of showers will depart early. Otherwise, look for lots of sunshine, low 90s today, lower humidity by tonight and tomorrow. You will definitely feel the difference, and a little cooler, low 68 tonight. Tomorrow's high, 92 with tolerable humidity, and then down to 67 first thing on Friday morning. That'll feel nice. Still a dry day on Friday, and then random storms return over the upcoming Labor Day weekend, including all that humidity as well. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When it comes to serving your financial needs, CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is committed to providing you the best possible customer experience. Enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Oh,
All right, 36 minutes after 9 o'clock, my man Trey over at Chase Interiors, 799-1284, 799-1284, Chase Interiors, chaseinteriors.com. You got to call a guy who's got the experience, man. You want to call a guy that knows what he's doing. Guy who's put a wall or a ceiling in before and does it seamlessly, and I mean that in more than one way, seamlessly. You can't even tell he was there. He was in, he's out. Gets the job done. Whether you got just a water stain or a hole in the wall, or maybe you just want to take the old walls out, put new walls in. No Chinese drywall here. Now, you remember that Chinese drywall fiasco a few years ago where everybody's copper pipes were turning brown or black or whatever? You remember that?
Yeah.
Jack doesn't care. No. Get Trey on the phone. 799-1284.
No, that's
what?
That's Manning's phone number.
799-1502. That's Trey from Chase Interiors. 799-1502. Why do so many of them? Listen, we got two 799s and two 1502s. I got a 356-1502 and a 799-1502. I got a 799-1284 and a 799-1502. It's too confusing for one talk radio host. That's why I got Jack Campbell sitting next to me. He catches stuff like that.
MapQuest.
JackQuest. Call 799-1502. ChaseInteriors.com. Chris.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, buddy.
How you doing?
Hey. Y'all talking about Mr. Parker, correct?
Yeah, Daryl Parker. He's the chief elections officer in Montgomery County.
Right. I think there's a little background needs to be known about this guy.
Okay.
You know, he lost his law license in 2013 because he lied to the bankruptcy court.
Really?
And, so he lost his law license. This was a Stephen Reed thank you to a friend of his. He couldn't get a job anywhere else. He was flat broke, and he needed a job. And Stephen decided to help him out.
Is this what we can expect, you think, in a Stephen Reed administration, unqualified?
Well, see, there you go. And that kind of goes to the next point, is who is he going to be allowing to circulate inside the city hall if he's picking guys that have been disbarred? I would assume that anybody has any sense that wouldn't allow a disbarred lawyer to even walk within 100 yards of any ballot, because he's already shown that he, in front of the court, that he's unable to do his job or even do it ethically. So I this guy right here, guys, he's going to be a trouble. He's a problem. I'm not so sure with these numbers that they were showing that those numbers are even correct. And I think they were throwing some numbers out there to see if they could get that 50% plus one.
Well, I have no doubt that they were calculating before they started releasing numbers to the media. They were calculating to figure out, do we have enough time? In other words, if he was at 48.5%, 49%, they have enough time to manufacture enough votes to put him over the top. But it does take time to manufacture votes, and it's hard to manufacture 4,000 votes. And that was going to take some time, and they realized, after they did the math, they realized they didn't have the time to do it. And so they thought, hell, we're going to a runoff, let's do it. But that party last night, that Stephen Reed party last night was not a we're going to a runoff party. That was a we're the first black mayor party.
Yeah.
Well, I don't care if he is or whatever. That's what people elect. But if there's any doubt that there's any type of behavior
I don't care if he's the first black mayor or not. That's not the part that bothers me. His race isn't what bothers me.
I don't care what he is.
His race. The only reason race is even an issue this morning to me, to be honest with you, is because Daryl Parker made it an issue on the 6 p.m. news last night on WSFA. He made it an issue. He said we're going to have a black mayor, and it's a sea change, and the population has changed. We got a new majority. This is the first time the new majority had to vote, and the 21st century's here.
Well, I'm making the issue. The guy's a disbarred lawyer in front of a bankruptcy court. He shouldn't be there anyway. And this only shows what the character and the decision-making skills of Joe Reed's dad, Stephen Reed's dad is.
But Chris, this position has nothing to do with practicing law, Parker said. This is not a law position. This is not a law position.
Well, yeah, you're the chief of the election laws in the city of Montgomery. Appreciate your call. I mean, wasn't Trey Granger a lawyer?
Yeah.
Didn't he have that job? I think lawyers have always held that job, right? Because you have to know election law in order to hold that job. Brubaker.
Good morning.
Morning. Should have run. They were allowing people from Pike Road on the ballot.
Well, they didn't allow me.
That's right. Came in third.
Let's just back up a minute. First of all,
you know, I don't know what kind of mayor Mr. Reed would be, but I will say this. You know, I deal in my business every day, many times with probate office, as you would imagine. And if anything, the probate office is, at least the clerical parts that we deal with, is at least as good as it was under the previous guy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, all of this assumption that the city's going to collapse, you know, I mean, God, give the guy a chance. I think he'll...
I don't have a problem in the world with Stephen Reed, except he appointed Daryl Parker, who said, while the votes were still being taken at 6 p.m. on the 6 p.m. news, he said, we're going to have a black mayor. That's the problem I have. He predicted the winner before the polls had even closed, and he's the one counting the votes. That's my problem. It's not Stephen Reed. It's not Joe Reed. It's not that Stephen Reed's black. It's none of that stuff. It's that the chief elections officer from Montgomery County was telling us before the polls closed who was going to win. That bothers me. That will always bother me.
That's not good, but that's the chief election officer. That's not Reed. And the thing is,
Senator. The buck stops at the executive level. Stephen Reed appointed a guy who said that. That's the problem.
Out there, Parker, what his deal is, and I don't know under what conditions he lied to the bankruptcy court and what was construed as a lie, but I will say that anybody who's dealt with the office that he runs now, I have had to go through a will probate down there. You know, if the probate office is any example, as far as technical management goes, what the mayor's office is, he ought to be all right. And now I know it's slightly hypocritical for me to say that, because I live in Pike Road, but on the other hand, some of this right off the bat panic, I think, is a little premature.
I don't. Thanks for your call. 272-9228 if you want to get in. Jim.
Hey, I live in Prattville.
Uh-huh.
Thank God.
I think you're going to have some new neighbors.
Yeah. I really wasn't keeping up with this whole thing. I had no idea. I guess I'm a dummy, that he was Joe Reed's son. And all I can say is, good luck, Montgomery.
Appreciate your call. 272-9228. I don't have a problem with Stephen Reed. I don't like the idea of Joe Reed or a Joe Reed protege having anything to do with the city of Montgomery, but I don't have any problem with Stephen Reed in particular. I have a huge problem with what Daryl Parker said on the news last night while the polls were open. And you guys know, if this was reversed and David Woods was the probate judge, and you had a white probate judge elections director in there saying, well, we still going to have a white mayor when this is all said and done. There'd be a riot in the city.
Time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Caravina Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at caravinavillage.com. Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did. Caravita Creative Village invites you to schedule a visit and enjoy lunch on them. Learn how you can customize your retirement on a cruise that never ends. Visit CaravitaVillage.com to learn more and schedule your tour today.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Why isn't a burger cheaper when you ask for no onions? I don't want them. So shouldn't you deduct the price of the onions? Right? Otherwise, I'm paying for the onions, but I'm not receiving any onions.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Lowe's helps pros like you do the job right by having more of what you need in stock, and it's savings you can count on every day. Like Valspar 2000 Paint Plus Primer starting at just $19.98 a gallon. And whether you're updating properties or building new homes, get up to 40% off select appliance special values with four-piece kitchen suites as low as $1,160. For your next job and every job after, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Appliance offer valid through September 11th. U.S. only.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
All right, guys, 48 minutes after 9 o'clock. CornerstoneMGA.com, Cornerstone Managing General Agency. Here's your other 1502, Jack. 356-1502. 356-1502. Cornerstone Managing General Agency, CornerstoneMGA.com. CornerstoneMGA.com. Business owners, employees, why don't you go tell your business owner, I got an idea. Now, I'm not even asking for a bonus. I just want you to know when raise time comes around, I want you to remember me. When promotion time comes around, I want you to remember me. I'm going to slip you a number, Mr. Boss. I'm going to slip you a number, boss man. If you call this number, you might save some money on a month-in, month-out basis. I don't care if you just have three or four employees. You save $200-$300 a month on each employee, that's a grand a month. That's $12,000 a year. That's $18,000 before taxes. Who doesn't want $18,000 more a year? You know what I mean?
I'll take it.
I would take it right now. 356-1502, CornerstoneMGA.com, Cornerstone Managing General Agency. That's what they do. Give them a call. Our number, 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. Dave Mowry, Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman here with you from 9 until your daily scheduled nooner. Who's this?
Donkey Lori. And on a positive note, mm-hmm. Your bumper music is slamming today. It's fire. It's awesome. I love
today.
It.
Excuse me.
Every day, but I'm telling you, your bumper music today is just like, I love it.
Today
like
it's especially wanna... good.
We're killing it today.
It's
there's no doubt.
Today
good.
It's like an 11. It goes
guys.
To 11.
It goes to 11.
Today.
It was a 10. But the dial only goes to 10, but it goes to 11.
This one goes to 11.
What's up?
Have a blessed day, guys.
Thanks.
Thanks, Don.
That's
I
all she wanted to tell us was
yeah,
our bumper music.
She just wanted to call and say that bumper music was fire.
It is fire. Who's this?
Hey, how you doing now?
You're on the air. What's your name?
David, I'm sorry.
That's all right, David. What's up?
I hadn't talked to you in a while. We hadn't had a good argument in a little bit.
Now's a good time. Now's as good a time as any, David.
Yeah, but, you know, I love you and Jack. Love your show. Listen, don't call as much as I used to, but I listen to you every day.
Well, then you would know Dave is also on the program.
None taken.
You know, but this one right here, Baron, you don't think that you kind of stir in the pot a little bit?
No, I'm genuinely concerned. I'm a process guy. I am a form over substance guy. I'll give you an example. My two favorite classes in law school, civil procedure and criminal procedure. You know why? It's a form. It's a set of rules you follow. And then whatever outcome you get, you get. But as long as everybody played by the same rules, as long as everything was fair, as long as everything was on the up and up, as long as due process rights were respected, then everybody's fine. You, can you imagine walking in to a trial and the judge saying, before it even starts, or maybe in the middle of the trial, the judge comes back from break one day and says, all right, I'm going to sentence this guy to 25 years. And the guy's sitting there going, well, judge, they haven't even convicted me yet. Hey, yeah, but, well, you know, we're going
to
make sure.
We know that math is the exact science. You either got to make a mistake on it, you got to cheat it. Now, numerically, with the number of voters, if you just did it numerically and the voters went out and voted, is there any way for Mr. Woods to win?
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Okay, now the supporters, the candidates that lost, what percentage of support, maybe the ones that voted for Crowell, they might vote for Woods, but...
All right, I'll go through the math for you. I'll go through the math, because since you're asking, this is a legitimate question. David Woods last night had 24%.
Right.
If you voted for Ed Kroll last night, you're not voting for Stephen Reed, correct?
No. Nope.
Okay, so that's correct. That puts him at 36 because Kroll got 12%. If you voted for J.C. Love, you're probably not voting for Stephen Reed, correct?
I would say
I don't know about that one.
65% will vote for Woods.
Okay, well let's take two thirds of his. Okay, so J.C. Love got 10. Let's take 6 of his points and give it to David Woods. That runs him up to 42%.
Yeah.
So now, Elton Dean, his 4%, probably is going to go to Stephen Reed, so that runs him to 46.
Well, aren't... Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Don't Dean and the Reed's not Jihar?
Yeah, but he only got 4%, so...
Yeah, so maybe 2-2.
All right, we'll give him...
No. I'd give more than that.
All right, let's do 3-1.
Yeah, more than that.
So 49 that. And 43. Now you go down to Artur Davis. All of Artur Davis's support is going to David Woods. So yeah. Now that's 49-47. Victorious Felder, I think you can probably give his 2 to Stephen Reed.
Uh-huh.
Shannon Ferrari, her 1 is going to David Woods. That's 48. And then you got, less than 1% the rest. So you're looking at 51-47, 52-48.
That's assuming.
Okay, typically, when you have a runoff, the numbers get low as far as the turnout.
Right. However, for some reason.
Go ahead, Jack.
However, you have some. Runoff elections in some of the black precincts, so that's going to drive the turnout in the black community up a little bit.
Yeah, and I think one of the things that hurt David Woods last night was Charlie Jenright had no challenger.
It's going to go up some, and this is.
But here's my point. We're not going to settle it today. Who's going to win? Here's my point.
Right.
It's going to be closer than you think.
It's going to be
a 8-point or less race. It's going to be 54-46 if Stephen Reed wins. It's going to be 51-49 if David Woods wins. That's the reality of this race.
It might be 50.149.
But they won't let him win that one,
Barron.
Yeah. Are you finished, David? Or you want to keep talking?
No, I don't. Okay. But, the disturbing part about it is we know that, like the mayor said this morning, whoever come in is not like they can make a radical change because they don't know their way from the bathroom to the office. But, the way that people are perceiving that if Mr. Reed wins, that Montgomery is just going to flop today.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, now Montgomery has his ills. They definitely have his ills. And, people are going to have to deal with personal accountability to get their crime under control. I don't think Stephen Reed or David Woods is going to fix this thing that's going on in Montgomery with all this shooting and all this violence. Police can react to the crime, but they can't prevent it. That's gonna have to come from personal accountability.
Yeah, we got 6 weeks to talk about what would happen if Stephen Reed wins or what would happen if David Woods wins. But going back to your question, your original question, let's stay there.
Okay.
If we allocate the numbers the way we just did, assuming, as Dave said, uniform turnout, meaning the same exact people come back to vote, which may not happen, and here's why it may not happen. Richard Bollinger, City Council District 1, a majority white district, no runoff. Brantley Lyons, City Council District 2, majority white district, no runoff. City Council District 3, Tracy Larkin, Marche Johnson, black district, runoff. City Council District 4, Audrey Billups Graham, no runoff, black district. City Council District 5, C.C. Calhoun and Phyllis Harvey, black district runoff. City Council 6, Aronde District, John Dow, black district runoff. City Council 7, white district, no runoff. City Council 8, white district, no runoff. City Council 9, white district, no runoff. So your 4 white districts, your 4 or 5 white districts, no runoff. 3 of your runoff districts are black districts. That's going to boost black turnout, I would think. And I think you could probably say that would give Stephen Reed at least a 3 to 5 point advantage.
That's how Bobby Bright beat Henry Farmer.
Yeah, correct.
Well, let me ask you this real quick.
All right.
Now, would you agree that so far, with the probate judge's office, Mr. Reed, Stephen Reed, have done a pretty good job, and that I hadn't heard anything about his daddy getting involved in his business dealings over there?
I have. I have heard about his dad getting involved in the business. His dad was at the election center last night. You asked about his dad. I'm telling you right now. His dad was at the Joe Reed was at the election center last night. Reed. Yes, he was. I saw him on a live feed. You're not going to let me talk. You asked me a question. Let me answer the damn question, and then we'll get back to you. Okay? Joe Reed last night was at the election center, not at the Stephen Reed party. Where everybody else was. All the rest of the friends and family were at the Stephen Reed party. Joe Reed was at the election center. I saw him on Facebook live feeds. I was following several of them. He was there wandering around. He was jawing with the folks over there. Joe Reed is the one who called the city clerk's office asking for a list of all the people Stephen Reed could hire and fire once he becomes mayor. So if anybody in this city believes Joe Reed is not going to control his son like a marionette, you're out of your damn mind. So that's number one. Number two, I think Stephen Reed's run a remarkably good probate office. A remarkably good probate office. I have no qualms at all with Stephen Reed as an effective administrator. He's a well-educated man. He's a smart guy. He's well-spoken. He's a good, decent human being. But you know what? David Woods is a smart guy. He's a good administrator. He's well-spoken. He's a good human being. So they're all kind of even on that. I don't have a problem with that. What I have a problem with, what caused this discussion today, and what you're telling me to slow down about, David, was I was upset that the chief elections officer, the chief elections director for the city of Montgomery, for the county of Montgomery, stated while the vote was still going on that the blacks now have a majority and they're going to elect a black mayor. Should he have said that? Should Daryl Parker have said that? Yes, he did say it.
He's entitled to his opinion.
No, he's not. No, see, that's where you're wrong. He's not entitled to his opinion. Is a police officer entitled to his opinion? Or should he be, is the judge entitled to his opinion? Or should he be calling balls and strikes in his official capacity? This guy was being interviewed as the chief elections director to assure the people that free and fair election was going on. And instead he says, yeah, we're going to have a black mayor.
Yeah, and if he had said that and he was Stephen Reed's campaign manager, that would have been one thing.
It would have been one thing.
But a guy that's running an election is supposed to be fair, impartial, and not even have any appearance of impropriety.
Well, it's like the call three calls before, he was talking about this guy was disbarred and all this. But look, we just had a mayor to put Les Hayes back on the bench.
Okay, well, that's a great whataboutism there, but we're talking about Daryl Parker and Stephen Reed. We do appreciate your call, David. I do need to run to a break. Enjoy the back and forth. Don't be a stranger. Call back again.
I don't think anybody on this show is panicked that we could have a black mayor.
I don't care about that. Not at all.
But I'll tell you this. You do want the process of getting there to be fair.
Correct.
And you do want, once someone's elected, to play fairly.
Imagine Donald Trump controlled the nation's elections. Imagine Donald Trump controlled the elections, the nation's elections. And a Donald Trump-appointed official came out while the votes were still going on and say, well, we're going to have Donald Trump reelected. You guys understand that, right?
To that other caller's point, you have Stacey Abrams saying that she's the governor of Georgia still.
Right.
Wrong.